The city of Charlotte only has so much money to spend building or encouraging developers to build affordable housing. So the study released yesterday gave Mayor Anthony Fox some clarity.
So from a bang for the buck standpoint, it looks like the 30% and below is where we get the bang for the buck.
30% or below refers to households making less than $15,600 a year, which is 30% of the median income in Charlotte. An affordable apartment for those families costs less than $400 a month. Now, I know affordable is a relative term, but when governments talk affordable housing, there is a clear rule of thumb. Households should not spend more than a third of their income on rent. The last time housing affordability was analyzed in Charlotte was before the recession, and it mainly just looked at the needs of the lowest earners. Since then, some council members have argued the city should do more to help working families whom the recession hit hard. But it turns out those mid-range folks have plenty of rental options. The new study says there's a surplus of about 16,000 apartments affordable to them. Researcher Todd Noel says it really is the lowest earners in the most trouble.
There's only about 5,500 units out there.
5,500 units for some 21,000 households, which makes a shortage of about 15,000 units. Some of those families are living on the street or doubled up with family and friends. Noel says many are just renting apartments that, according to that rule of thumb, are more than they can afford.
By the way, we saw a loss of about 10,000 units in the last decade that were affordable to that group. So that's a pretty huge loss.
Noel says the loss was likely a combination of gentrification, where once low-income neighborhoods have become trendy, think South End or NoDa, and the city's encouragement of demolishing old housing projects to be replaced by complexes that attract a mix of incomes. Basically, says Councilman Michael Barnes,
so we created the problem.
And now the city council is looking to solve it. They meet Wednesday at noon to discuss options, such as giving incentives to landlords who agree to keep rent cheap. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.